Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a great day. Christmas is just around the corner. And guess what that means? Santa Claus is coming. Well, we're actually lucky that Santa Claus has taken a little bit of time out of his day, and he's going to stop in today. So we're going to get to interview Santa Claus. How about that? That's going to be really cool. Hey, before we start with the interviews, and by the way, the interviews are of Central Ohio children. We went around and we asked Central Ohio kids, what did they want for Christmas? Were they on the good list or the bad list? And then later we hear from Santa himself. But before we start, let me just mention, the Facebook page of my office is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. My Twitter handle is at Dr. Kvitko. And if you go to either drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com, please click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon and maybe make a small donation so that we can do our charitable initiatives such as Dentistry from the Heart and Team Smile and raising money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. All right, let's go ahead and listen in to some of these interviews with the kids. All right, so I want to interview some of the kids in Columbus. I want to find out what they would like for Christmas. So what's your name?
I'm Maggie Berry.
Maggie Berry. So Maggie, how old are you?
I'm 17.
17. What would you like for Christmas?
A car.
A car? What kind of car?
Maybe a Mini Cooper would be my dream car.
A Mini Cooper. Okay. Okay. Do you think there's... Have you already asked Santa for that?
I have.
Yeah. You have your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what do you drive now?
I don't have a car right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I drive my parents' car.
Okay. And you're really safe?
Of course, yeah.
And what's your sister's name over here?
Julie Berry.
Julie, come here, Julie. Can we ask you a question? How old are you?
Eight.
Eight, and what grade is that?
Third grade.
You're in third grade. What would you like for Christmas?
I'd like a new iPod Touch.
What's the difference between the new one and the old one?
The new one has a colored case already.
And what color would you pick?
Pink.
Is pink your favorite color?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So how long have you had the iPod that you now have?
For about 2 years.
Oh, it must be so outdated, right? It's like really outdated if it's 2 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this your little brother?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Samba.
Samba? Can I talk to Samba? Come here, Samba. How old are you?
Four.
You're four.
Five.
You're five. You're not sure?
Yeah. iPod.
What would you like for Christmas? What did you ask Santa for?
A Wii U.
A what?
A Wii U.
A Wii U? Oh, what does that do?
It comes with two free games.
Two free games? And what kind of games does it play?
Super Mario.
Oh, Super Mario.
Yes.
And what else?
There are mushrooms there. And they're trying to get the Mario. And if he one pass, then they will die.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so it's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have to be a good boy, right?
Okay.
Make sure you're on Santa's good list, not the naughty list, right?
Yeah.
Especially you if you want a car.
Yeah.
That means helping mom and dad, probably?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, what you need to do is you say, hey, if you get me a car, I'll drive my brothers and sisters around.
I have.
You already tried that? Didn't work so far?
No, it didn't.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
So I have Steven. Steven, how old are you?
Eight.
Eight, and he's licking a candy cane right now. So you have to make sure you brush your teeth later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so Steven, what did you ask Santa for Christmas?
Legos.
Legos. Oh, you like to build?
Yeah.
You want to be a builder someday?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to build a real house out of Legos, maybe?
Maybe.
That would be cool. What kind of Legos do you want?
Ninjago.
What's that called? What is that?
Lego Ninjago. It's
ninjas, like it comes in sets, come with ninjas and bad guys.
Oh, so then you built a fort for the good guys to keep the bad guys out?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds neat. That sounds like fun. And what's your name?
Christina.
Christina, how old are you?
6.
You're 6. And you just asked Santa for something. What did you ask him for?
iPod Touch.
You want an iPod Touch? What color would you get?
Pink.
You want pink? Pink's a favorite color, huh?
Yes.
Do you have one now?
No.
You don't have one now? Have you been very good?
What?
Have you been a really good girl?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Well, maybe you'll be on Santa's good list then and you'll get your iPod Touch.
Okay.
So you still have a few more days to be good, so, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right, so we're still here at the little Christmas party here with Santa, and I came upon, what is your name?
Henry.
Henry, okay, Henry. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Doctor.
You want to be a doctor, okay. Now I'm curious, what did you ask Santa for?
Skylander Swap Force.
Okay. I've never heard of that. Is that a game?
Yeah, it's a new game.
But I bet Santa's heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you get last year?
Skylander Giants.
Oh, okay. So this is really fun, huh? Hey, what's your name?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Evie.
And how old are you?
6.
6. And have you been a good girl?
Yes.
And what would you like for Christmas?
Pandas and infinity.
Ow. Tell me again.
Pandas and infinity.
Pandas and infinity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That sounds good. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Where is he?
Sophia.
Okay, bring her over.
Where's Henry?
Okay. Wait a minute. Tell me your sister's name again.
Sophia.
And Henry. Okay, Sophia. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Is that sixth grade?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Okay, okay. So what would you like for Christmas?
A bendy lamp.
A bendy lamp?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's like one of those lamps and there's like little lamps coming out of it.
Oh, little lamps coming out of a lamp? It's called bendy lamp.
No, I don't know what it's called. I just call it that.
Oh, okay. It has little lamps growing out of a big lamp.
Yeah, basically.
Is it to decorate your room or just because you want to see brightly?
Decorate my room.
What other things do you have in your room that are like that?
No, I just got my room painted, so.
Oh, you did? Do you have a lava lamp?
No.
No lava lamp? Okay, what color did you get it?
Turquoise and green.
So you need a turquoise and green bendy lamp.
No, I don't actually care the color.
Okay. How about pink?
I like pink.
You like pink? Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, and have a great day. Can I ask you guys what you're making? What are we making here? What's your name first?
Can't pronounce it.
You can't pronounce it? How can Grandma pronounce it? Maybe Grandma can pronounce it.
Robert.
It's Robert? Okay. Robert, how old are you?
4.
4? 3? 4.
4.
4. Okay, 4. So, Robert, what are you making?
A house.
A house? Oh, that's nice. Kind of looks like a gingerbread house, huh?
It is a gingerbread house.
It is? And so everybody's making their own?
I think so.
What are you going to do with it after it's finished?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, there it is. Pretty. Is it an ornament you hang on a tree, or is it the kind you put on a wall?
Like, put on a wall.
You're going to put it on the wall? Okay.
No, on the refrigerator.
Oh, on the refrigerator. It actually looks like you could put a picture in there, huh? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so whose picture are you going to put there? Mommy's?
No.
Santa's?
Maybe.
Maybe Santa? If he's good, huh? Yeah? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Okay. So, are you excited for Christmas?
Yes.
Great, great. So, you're on the good boy list, I take it? Were you a good boy this year? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, you keep being good because Christmas isn't here yet, so it's still not too late to be bad. Right? You still want to stay on that good list?
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to stay up and wait for Santa?
What does that mean?
You're going to go to bed early so Santa can come, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, Robert.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Oh, I hear Santa.
We came upon some more kids. Let's start with, what's your name?
Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
6.
6, and what do you want for Christmas?
Me? Wait, what?
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas?
What would you like for Christmas?
You don't know? Well, what are you holding there? Tell me what you're holding there.
This This is for somebody else that I'm buying.
Well, that's awful nice of you. Who's it for?
I don't know his name.
Family in need.
Oh, great. That's really nice of you. So you're buying it for a family that doesn't, maybe won't have any gifts at Christmas?
Yes.
That's really wonderful. Okay. And she can't even remember what she wants for Christmas. That's great. That's great. No, I like hearing that.
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, you don't? Okay. That's okay. And what about you? What's your name?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. You're the older brother, right?
Yep.
Okay. And what would you like for Christmas?
An iPhone.
An iPhone. Okay. And are you here shopping for a family in need, too?
Yep.
What are you going to pick out for them?
A game.
Oh, like a toy? A game that everybody can play around the table? Have you picked one out? You mean like Monopoly or something like that, or Clue?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice. You just haven't decided yet, huh?
Nope.
Okay. All right. And how old are you again?
9.
And what grade?
3rd.
3rd grade. Okay. I lose track of how old people are. What's your name?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. And how old are you?
6.
I was going to say you look to be about the same age. You guys aren't twins, are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Twins? Smile. Smile. How come you have teeth and she doesn't? What happened? You didn't get your new tooth yet, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So are you going to buy a gift for a family in need, too?
Yes.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
You haven't decided. Okay. And what would you like for Christmas?
That baby doll thing over there.
Baby alive.
The baby alive doll. Okay, you've already spotted it. All right. So are you on Santa's good list or naughty list?
Good.
Good? Can I verify that with Mom?
Yep, they've been pretty good.
Okay. You said you hope, huh? Why do you hope?
Can it be something in here?
Okay. All right, well, I think I need to let these guys get back to shopping. But thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Bye-bye now. And Dad?
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, guys, so let's see. I came over upon another family of kids, and we have a young man and a young lady. What's your name?
Mason.
Mason, you're older, right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
9 years old.
And that is 3rd grade?
4th grade.
4th grade, okay. I always get that confused. And what's your sister's name? Well, you tell me.
Sydney.
Sydney. Mason and Sydney. Okay. All right. So, Mason, are you here to buy a gift for somebody else?
Well, we got a gift card from our grandma, and so we're trying to find some toys that we're going to get.
Okay. So I was going to ask you what you want for Christmas, but you kind of get to pick, don't you?
Yeah.
That's a nice grandma. What are you going to pick?
I don't really know yet. There's a lot of choices.
A lot of choices. You don't even have to be on Santa's good or bad list, because you're on Grandma's good list.
Yeah.
Okay, and Sydney, what are you going to pick?
I don't know yet, because there's a bunch of toys.
There's so much to pick from, huh?
Yes.
Okay. But what are you leaning towards, a doll or what?
I don't know.
You don't really know. It's just so overwhelming.
Santa list.
Oh, you had a list for Santa?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I don't know everything.
It was too long, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, tell me some of the things. Dolls, what else? Did you have any games or clothes?
Books. A teddy bear. And a real girl dog.
Real girl dog? Dog. Real girl dog. What's that?
It's a real girl dog.
Dog.
Oh, it's a dog. A female dog. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, got it. One that barks and poops and pees and all that stuff?
We already have a boy one.
And you want a female dog?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to clean up after it?
Yeah.
What if it gets sick? Are you going to take care of it?
Yeah.
What would you name her? That's
Sarah?
A funny name. Oh, Sarah.
Sarah?
Okay, so I thought she was just a puppy, not a real girl dog.
Yeah, no, we don't usually get puppies.
Oh, you actually get a grown dog?
Yeah.
From like a shelter?
Yeah, from the shelter. That's where we got our last dog.
Okay, yeah. That actually makes a lot of sense because I hate trying to train a puppy, don't you?
Yeah, he needs a little bit of training, but he's better than a puppy. I think you're more patient with them because they're older.
Well, if you're like my wife, you'd probably say your husband needs a little more training too.
That's true. That's very true.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Tracy.
Tracy. Okay, Tracy. So you guys just getting started, right? Okay. Now, you have any Christmas parties or anything between now and Christmas?
I don't really know yet.
For the Nutcracker tonight.
Wow, the Nutcracker. That's going
to
be fun.
Yeah. We're going to dinner. We're going to go see Santa at the mall. And then we're going to the Nutcracker. It was our first time.
Okay, well, tell him don't forget that he has to be on my show on the 22nd, okay?
22nd, definitely. Yeah, I'll have your card in my pocket. So
remind him, okay, because he's promised.
Okay, I will.
We'll make sure that he doesn't forget. All right, guys, well, thank you so much. Have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kavitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kavitko, you're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
Come on and smile, it's a fact.
All right, so hey, I came upon another family of kids, and we have three kids, boy and a girl. Let's go from oldest to youngest, which I'm going to guess is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Alex.
Alex, okay, Alex, and you're wearing Michigan colors. Are you from Michigan?
No.
And so you have an Ohio State sweater?
Yeah, I have it at home. I just happen to have Michigan colors on.
Okay, I tease my daughter all the time.
I didn't realize that.
Okay, so Alex, what are you here to get?
Presents for a secret Santa thing we're doing at our school.
Well, that's awful nice. So you have like an age of a child you're supposed to buy for?
Actually it's with people in our class.
So. Okay. Oh, you buy a gift and then it's a secret who bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Okay. And then what's your name?
Emma.
Emma. You know what, Emma? Alex, I forgot to ask you how old you are.
14.
14. Is that ninth grade?
Eighth grade, yeah.
Eighth grade. I was close. I was close. And Emma?
I'm 11.
11. And what grade is 11?
Sixth
grade. I'm so confused. I really am. Okay. And you're here to do the same thing?
Yeah.
You all have Secret Santa gifts to get.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, what are you going to ask the real Santa for?
I don't know.
You want more braces?
No.
No. Do you like the braces?
No.
No. Oh, is that a sore subject? I'm sorry, but they're going to be pretty when they're done.
Yeah, I guess.
You just guess? Oh, they'll be pretty. They'll be pretty. Okay. So, and then what's your little sister's name? What's your name?
Abby.
Abby. And how old are you, Abby?
Nine.
Nine would be third grade?
Fourth grade.
You're in fourth grade. Okay. And you're here to get a Secret Santa gift?
Yeah. And for my dad.
You're buying something for your dad? Tell me what you're going to get him.
I got him...
Oh, we can't say that because he might listen.
Wait, no.
We can't say that.
Get my dad a present. Yeah, I got my sister's.
Okay, and we don't want. She's here, so we want to tell her that, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, what are you gonna ask for Christmas?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know yet.
What do you really want?
Well, I want a Apple gift card.
Apple gift card, so you can just pick out your own Apple stuff, huh?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and Alex, what did you want?
Oh, I really don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
How about an OSU sticker to go on your Michigan jacket?
Yeah, I guess. That'd be good.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, guys. You guys have great fun shopping, okay? Thanks, Mom. Bye-bye now. All right, so I came upon another family, and I'm with Logan. Logan, how old are you?
I'm 10.
You're 10. What grade is 10?
Fifth.
You're in fifth grade? Okay, and what are you here to get?
We're just here to get stuff for my mom's cookie exchange.
Oh, she's doing a cookie exchange. Okay. All right, cool. And what would you like for Christmas?
New Xbox controllers, because mine broke.
How'd they break?
We bought them off someone, but apparently they were broken when we bought them.
Oh, you didn't even know. Okay. So they never worked?
Nope.
Okay, so you're going to hopefully get new ones.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, are you on the on Santa's good list or Santa's naughty list?
Obviously his good list.
Obviously, you're obviously on the good list. Okay. Okay, that's fair enough. Now, are your sisters twins?
Identical.
Identical twins. Okay. Okay, I got to catch up with them because they walk faster than I do. How am I doing so far, Mom? Okay. All right. Hey, girls, what's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley and?
Grace.
Grace, and I can't tell you apart except by your jackets, so how old are you?
Eight.
Ashley's eight? That means you're eight, too?
Yes.
Okay, so what grade are you in?
Third.
So you guys ever been to Twinsburg? You know what Twinsburg is?
No.
It's a little town I grew up in. You've heard of it? Mom's heard of it. Okay. It's a town named after twins. Did you know that? It was Aaron and Moses Wilcox were the twins that donated the land for the town square. It's every August, like the first weekend in August. Maybe you'll go up there someday. Okay? So tell me what I'm already confused. Ashley is... Are you Ashley? Okay, Ashley. What do you want for Christmas?
I do not know.
You really don't know?
No.
Okay. What does your sister want for Christmas?
I don't know.
Does she know? Do you know what you want for Christmas?
I don't know.
Well, at least you guys have made up your mind about something, right? Which is you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
Good. You want me to say hi to Santa for you?
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys. Have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was, what was your name again?
Grace.
Grace and?
Ashley.
Grace and Ashley, twin, identical twin, eight-year-olds. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye now. You hear that? Guess who we have on the show today? It's Santa Claus. Santa Claus. So, Santa, hey, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, with Christmas only 3 days away, you only have 2 days left before you, Rudolph, and the rest of the reindeer have to head out on your trip around the world. Are you getting nervous?
Oh, it's always fun. Look forward to it immensely.
How are things going?
Hectic, as always. Hectic and chaotic, but that's the way we like it.
Yeah, now I've been doing this show for 6 years, and this is the first time I've been able to get you to be my guest. I heard that you installed a brand new high-tech manufacturing and distribution system that not only allows you to make the toys quicker, it makes it easier for you to get the toys and gifts delivered on Christmas Eve. Is that right?
Oh, technology's a wonderful thing. We're taking advantage of it every year, and every year things are getting a little better.
So that's probably why you have a few minutes to spend with me.
Exactly.
So how's Mrs. Claus?
Well, she's on me pretty hard about getting things ready, but she still wants that diet thing enacted. So that's an issue, but she's a lovely, lovely woman.
She knows it's a little hard to lose weight when you're going to be eating milk and cookies all night.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So how about the elves? How are they?
All are well. A couple of them are getting a little ornery now, but we're soon to get a couple of the weeks vacation.
And you're not going to name names, right?
No. No names. It's in the book, though. It is in the book.
Uh-oh. So you have an elf that's going to be on the naughty list?
Been known to happen. Yes, it has.
That's funny.
Reindeer, too.
Reindeer, too?
Yeah, reindeer have been on that naughty list from time to time.
I didn't know that. Now, we keep hearing about global warming, and a lot of children are concerned about North Pole City. So what's the weather like up there?
Well, it's a little nippy. Right now it's a little over 50 degrees below zero. But,
oh, my goodness.
We all do have to be concerned about that, but as are we. But it's still fine up there for us.
Probably because you're right at the pole, so you're right where it's the coldest, right?
Exactly.
All right, now, North Pole City, it's a self-contained city, isn't it?
Completely.
Okay, so that means everything you guys need you have to have right there, right?
Including our dentist, yes.
Hey, I was going to ask you that because I remember watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the movie that we've all seen, and I was just a little boy, and it said that I saw that Hermie wanted to be, he was one of your elves, he wanted to be a dentist. So I heard that he got his dental degree, and now he takes care of everyone's teeth and gums in North Pole City. Is that right?
That's correct. It's very, very important that you not have a toothache around mid-December.
Yeah, because that could mess things up really bad.
Bingo.
So Hermie's been practicing dentistry for a while. He's taking good care of everybody. You guys must keep him very busy with all the candy canes and Christmas candy and gingerbread houses and all the milk and cookies that you eat.
He tries to cut that back, but I'm afraid to no avail.
Really? Okay. So do you make sure that all the elves have regular dental checkups with Dr. Hermie?
Dr. Hermey takes care of that, and yes, we do. We require him to go in and see him, and he does a fine, fine job. Now, and painless, by the way.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. I'm assuming that Mrs. Claus has a little bit to do with that, making sure.
She works very closely with him. Yes, she does.
A lot of times it's the missus that makes sure the kids go in.
I've noticed that.
So, okay, now, speaking of Christmas cookies, on Christmas Eve, you probably eat more cookies than anyone on Earth. I mean, even more than the Cookie Monster. So I'm curious, how often do you brush your teeth on Christmas Eve? Do you brush them after each neighborhood or maybe after each city? Or after each country? What do you usually do?
Well, we're working on every continent. But we floss at the same time.
Okay.
So we do that every continent. We make sure that we've brushed our teeth and flossed our gums.
Okay. Sounds good. So now I assume one of your elves is a veterinarian and they take care of the reindeers, right?
They are. Of course, there's a little magic involved in the reindeers too. But yeah, we have a good vet up there.
Okay. And he takes care of their teeth, right? Because we can't have reindeers with toothaches.
Exactly. He checks them all out, and dental care is one of his responsibilities.
Cool. Now, I assume that one of the more popular dental-based toys these days is maybe the Play-Doh drill and fill, or is it those wind-up chattering teeth?
Well, the wind-up chattering teeth are a biggie, but the Dr. Teeth Muppet is high on a lot of lists, too.
Okay, the kids like Dr. Teeth, the Muppet?
Yes, they do.
Okay, now, I was thinking Dr. Drill and Fill might be the most popular because it lets little kids who want to grow up and be a dentist kind of get a feel for what it might be like.
Gets them a head start. It's always a good. It's an educational toy.
Right, so then they know what it's like to be a real dentist, but then Dr. Teeth the Muppet's pretty popular. Oh, I'll bet the fake Billy Bob teeth are still pretty popular.
They are. The only problem we've had is on the European continent, Franz was using his mom and dad's Black & Decker to practice on, and that didn't work out so well.
No, I wouldn't think so. So, now, I saw that there's something new this year. Baby pacifiers with Billy Bob teeth painted on them. That's hilarious. Whose idea was that?
You know, I'm not sure, but they are a big seller. Great stocking stuffer. Just a great stocking stuffer.
Looking at the little babies with these rotten teeth is just funny.
That's for sure.
All right, now, you spend a lot of time, most of your time actually, asking others what they would like for Christmas. But I've always wondered, what would Santa want for Christmas? So what would you like? If I were Santa and you were me and you were sitting on my lap, what would you ask for Christmas?
I believe I would ask that everybody try to get along a little better, and that we sit down and work with each other as opposed to against each other. And that would make Santa a very, very happy fellow.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And you go to all the continents, so you know all these people, and you know that there are nice people on every continent, but for some reason we can't seem to get along, can we?
That seems to be the problem. Everybody thinks that they've got the only answer, and there are many answers out there.
Right. All right. Hey, Santa. So now we have to go to a commercial break. Can you stay with me? I know you're a busy guy, but can you hang in the show a little bit longer?
Be glad to. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Before we go to a break, remember, we're going to be doing Dr. Kavicka's question of the day soon, but first, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicka. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicka to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicka concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, what is the name of the dentist in North Pole City? Is it A, Dr. Grinch, B, Dr. Rudolph, C, Dr. Hermey, or D, Dr. Kavitko? The winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Let me just restate the question. What is the name of the dentist in North Pole City? Is it A, Dr. Grinch, B, Dr. Rudolph, C, Dr. Hermey, or D, Dr. Kavitko? The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go! Yay!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kütko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kavitko at AOL.com.
All right, welcome back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The question of the day is, what is the name of the dentist at North Pole City? Is it A, Dr. Grinch, B, Dr. Rudolph, C, Dr. Hermie, or D, Dr. Kavitko? We have four callers on the line. Santa, I need you to pick a number from 1 to 4.
3.
You pick 3?
Right.
Okay, all right.
3 it is.
So we're going to go to caller number 3. That would be Lucinda. Lucinda,
are
you?
Good morning.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for listening. What's your answer?
It would be C, Dr. Hermie.
Okay, Santa, the caller said the answer was C. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
All right, so you are the winner. Hey, Lucinda, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm a nurse.
A nurse. Great. So you take care of all these kids that we've been interviewing. Hey, would you stay on the line, please, because we want to get your information so we can make sure you get those free flowers from Vice Denver Florist, okay?
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay. All right. So.
All right, so we're back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and I'm here with Santa Claus. And during the break, Santa and I started talking about something a little more serious, and what it is, well, you tell me, what have you been observing of late?
Well, as I travel from continent to continent and from generation to generation, the devastation of polio is now being eradicated and is very, very just this close to being gone, and that makes me so happy. Devastating disease, and through the efforts of Rotary and the Bill Gates Foundation and a number of countless number of people that have contributed, we are through that disease. And that's when we talked earlier about working together. That's what I love to see. If we can all come together and resolve a devastating disease like polio, we all advance and improve.
Yeah, and we were very, very close until late, when now we've had these conflicts in Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq, and so here we thought it was going to be a disease of the past. We have a vaccine, but if you can't get the vaccine to the children, and you usually can't if there's a war going on, then people are getting polio again. So we've actually seen a little uptick. And something that I didn't know, you mentioned Rotary. I didn't know this till just a few years ago. Rotary International is almost exclusively personally responsible for eradicating polio from the face of the earth. And I don't think people realize that. How did you come to learn that?
Well, at the North Pole, I happen to be a Rotarian.
Seriously?
Yes.
They have a North Pole Rotary Club.
Oh, lovely, good. We're our own district because we can't get together with that closely. But, yeah, we have a little Rotary Club, and we try to contribute for eradication of polio, Polio Plus it's called. along with doing a lot of local projects in the community. So we enjoy it, and we have a good time, and we do some good things.
Yeah, that sounds great. So if people want to help completely eradicate polio or keep that process going, they should look up their local Rotary Club and say, how can I help? How can I donate?
Either become a member or participate in their activities and their fundraisers.
Because there's no cure, from my understanding. There's no cure once you have it. We have to prevent people from getting it to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Santa, that is so wonderful of you to work towards that goal and to help the kids around the world. Hey, Santa, we have to go to another commercial break. I know you're very, very busy, and I've already asked you to hang with me through one commercial break, but can you hang with me a little bit longer?
Certainly. I got the elves sometimes at this time of the year prefer me to be gone for a little while.
Because you're cracking the whip, huh?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on. That sounds great. We'll be back right after the break.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are you afraid of being seen without your teeth? Are you tired of taking your teeth out every night? Let us show you how implants and fixed bridges can give you a smile that never comes out. Interested? Call us,
262-9588.
You're so annoying!
You're so annoying!
Stop copying me!
Stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop copying me!
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me!
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus!
You're such a doofus!
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Brush your teeth. Keep them looking clean and bright.
Brush, brush it, brush, put the brush.
Brush your teeth.
Now, do you want to know what I want for Christmas?
I was going to ask that. What's on your list?
Are you sure?
Sure.
Actually, I would agree with you. What you said you would like would be for people to just get along. But if I wanted to be a little selfish, I would like my show to be in other cities and maybe even be national someday. What do you think?
Well, hey, that's an excellent idea.
See, if I came with you on your rounds, I could interview people from all over the world, and it would be an international show then.
That's true. Or we could just drag the microphone, too, and yell from, you know, the sleigh does have an amplifier system. I don't use it often. It's just in case of emergencies. But I would be glad to have your show put through the speaker and pick up the responses from the mic.
Well, that would be really neat. That would be really neat. We'll have to talk about that off the air here. Now, okay, have you had any trouble with the Grinch lately? I mean, I think, I don't know, we haven't heard from him lately. Have you?
Well, you know, he changed his ways, but he slides back every once in a while. So he was behaving himself the last time I chatted with him, which was, 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, I think ever since he realized that Christmas is something that's in a person's heart, it's in people's hearts, it's not just about the toys, it's something that you can't really steal, he's kind of been a different creature, hasn't he?
That's for sure. He certainly has. He certainly has.
So, Santa, I know we were talking off the air, and I know that sometimes the kids that come and they sit on your lap, they don't really believe you're the real Santa because they know Santa is busy, he's supposed to be in the North Pole, and yet how can he have time to come to the mall, or how does he have time to come to a Christmas party? So how do you explain to them that you're the real Santa?
Well, what I try to explain is that Santa is a spirit, and as a spirit, as long as there is someone on the earth that loves you and cares about you and wants to see only good for you, there is a Santa Claus. And anybody that tells you there is not is wrong.
Yeah, that's really good to know, because I know there are some kids that are doubters out there, and sometimes they have good reason because maybe things haven't been going well for them, and they think they've been good, and yet they still don't, you know, they don't get the gift that they've asked for. But there's probably a reason. They're probably going to get something better coming down the road. What do you think?
Well, Santa never promises. What he does do is he tries his very best. And sometimes there's a good reason that your request can't be answered. And when that happens, Santa tries to get you something else. But it's only in your best interest that we're looking for.
Right. Now, hey, can you share with my audience some of the neat stories that you have been told by kids? We don't have to use any names, but what are some of the fun stories?
An interesting one not too long ago was a young man said that he didn't believe there was a Santa, and he said that I didn't look like some of the Santas he had seen. And I looked off to the side, and there was a picture of him when he was a little baby. And I said, "Who is this?" And he said, "Well, that's me." And I pointed at him, and I said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "Well, that's me, too," and gave me his name. And I said, "Well, you don't look like the picture."
He grew up. He looks different.
He looked different. So there are many Santas that are out there, but the spirit is still one of love and of goodwill to you.
Right, and over the years, you're going to change a little bit, so you may not look like the Santa that he remembers when he was 3 or 7 or even 12, but still Santa, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so any other funny stories?
Well, I did have one. I was going through a store, and I had my hat on, and I was in civilian clothes, but still had my beard and my long hair, and there was a lady in front of me walking through the store, and she had a little 9-month-old in her cart and was paying attention to that. And behind her was a little boy, probably 6 or 7, and a little girl, probably 4 or 5. And the sister was bugging the dear boy, and it was something else. And all of a sudden, the boy lost his temper and went over and smacked his sister.
Really? For no apparent reason?
Well, because he was frustrated.
Okay.
Santa was right behind him and went, and the young gentleman turned around and was in total despair.
Because he knew Santa had seen him be bad.
Exactly. And this was about a week before Christmas. But, again, Santa understands being a person and trying your best. The biggest thing is, if there is a problem, start afresh and take care, be good, be nice from then on.
Okay, so it's not too late to start being good is what you're saying.
Exactly. We all need to do that from time to time.
Just like I say, it's not too late to start brushing and flossing if you haven't been.
Exactly. And by the way, those flashing mouth teeth guards are really a big seller this year. Have you seen those?
I have. I've actually worn them, and they blink like different color lights, and people don't know they're in until you open your lips, and then it's like you glow in the dark, and there's all these flashing lights. It's really fun.
Well, that's great. I'm anxious to see those in some folks.
Now, last thing, and then I know you have to go. What would you say to the children of the world? Not a funny story or those kinds of things, but just because there are all these different traditions around the world, but there is this common thread. So if all the children were tuned in right now and listening, what would you want them to know?
I'd want them to know that they should be kind to one another, do the best they can do, and work together, not apart.
So that when they become adults, we won't have these wars and conflicts that we currently have.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my wish for the Christmas season.
That's great. I second that. Plus, I want them to brush and floss. Don't forget.
Okay, everybody out there should remember to brush and floss.
So, Santa, thank you again for taking time out to be on my show. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
So that was awful nice of Santa to be willing to be on my show, don't you think? With everything he has going. So even though he had to go, the show's not over yet. So let's go ahead and listen to some more of the kids that I was able to speak with this past week regarding Christmas.
So there's this little guy. He looks like he's about 4. Is he 4? Are you 4 or 3? How old is he?
4.
Oh, he's 4. 4. What's your name?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Dylan. Okay, Dylan. Hey, are you waiting for Santa Claus to come? He's going to come? Are you on the good list?
Yeah.
Were you naughty or nice?
On the good list.
You're on the good list?
On the good list?
Louder, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you want for Christmas? Speak into this little microphone, okay?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Santa might be listening, so you might want to tell him.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. What if Santa's listening? I know you want to switch and go, right? We have one more that we still want. What one is it? What dinosaur do you want?
Stegosaurus.
A Stegosaurus? Mm-hmm. Do you like...
Gringo.
What?
Say it again.
Stegosaurus or Gringo.
A Stegosaurus something go?
Switch and go.
Oh, switch and go. What does he switch into? Does he become somebody else?
No. It becomes a car.
A car? A dinosaur that becomes a car?
A car to a dino.
Oh, that's kind of... Oh, from a car to a dinosaur. That's pretty neat. Does your car turn into a dinosaur? Does Mom and Dad's car? No?
Yeah. This raptor transforms into a helicopter.
It really... Oh, show me. Show me. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to watch. You hear the... clear?
Dad, this missile...
Oh, did we drop a missile? We dropped a missile. I think Mommy's going to get it. Okay, show me. What's it doing here? Oh, it folds all down.
And then this goes down.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then there's helicopter blades come out?
Those are his blades.
Got it. Okay.
I'm looking for a few good dinos.
That's cute. Wow, that is really fun. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even know it. Now, you know, my son... Oh, what's he doing now?
His arms go in.
Arms go in. Okay. Oh, I see. He's got to fold all the way in.
Okay. They have to fold like that.
Got it. Okay, it's looking more like a helicopter every minute. Okay, so you folded that in.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, and his legs fold in.
This light goes up.
There's a light.
And then...
Wow. That's really special. That's really neat.
You want Santa to bring you the Stegosaurus one.
The Stegosaurus one. What'd you say?
That goes there.
Oh, and that goes in too. Okay, you know, my son really liked dinosaurs when he was little, and we took him to a place called Dinosaur National Monument. You ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
It's in Utah. It's in Utah. And what's really cool is years and years ago, I forget how many millions of years, apparently there was this, like, riverbed where the river turned, and it would flood, and all these dinosaurs got trapped there. And so there's all these dinosaur fossils, and what happened is over time, almost like an earthquake, the ground where they were kind of lifted up, and now it's vertical. And they built a structure around it, and they called it Dinosaur National Monument. It's the same one that the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh, they have a bunch of dinosaur bones. That's where they were getting them from. So if you ever get a chance...
Very neat. Very
you can,
neat.
You can take them to see the real dinosaur bones. Would you like to see a real dinosaur bones? Gotta say yes or no, because it's radio.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you'd love to see dinos, right?
Okay, and I don't know if they turn into helicopters, though. Yeah. Maybe not quite as fun. But you should have seen my son.
They aren't switch and goes.
They're not switch and goes, no.
No. But when you get...
You know what?
What?
I have to show you all the buttons that make it do.
Okay, show me the buttons.
This one makes the propellers, this blue thing.
The blue thing makes the propeller go.
And this one makes the light turn on.
Okay. Well, he came out of his shell.
Yeah. Once you start talking to him about toys, especially his dinosaurs.
And what?
This one goes...
Oh, you got a blue button there, and it makes it make the sound, huh?
No, this does...
That's the ball.
That's the speaker.
The speaker?
And that changes guys.
Oh, it has different faces in there. Wow, this looks like a really fun toy. It's probably really popular, huh?
And this blue thing shoots the missile out.
Okay. So, who are you going to shoot the missile at?
I don't want to lose it.
Oh. We should be more like that with our own real jets, huh? Let's just keep our missiles and we don't have to pay for new ones.
Right.
Are they like $500,000 each every time we shoot one up?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What? This is his mouth.
Oh, wow.
Dylan.
Okay, so Dylan, hey, thanks so much for talking with me, okay? And you have a great Christmas, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wait a minute, do that one more time.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You pulled away from the mic. Okay, guys, thank you so much. More louder this time? Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows. Thank you.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All you need is smile. Lots and lots of smiley smiles. Your sweet pink mouth goes north, not south, and just smile.
So I came upon another family, and actually a gentleman that recognized my voice. Where'd you hear my voice?
Sunny 95.
Oh, okay, okay. You've actually tuned in. Okay. Yeah. So your kids are here with you, and I want to find out, first of all, what would you like for... What's your name first?
Rogan.
Grogan.
Rogan.
Rogan. R-O-G-E-N?
Yes.
Okay.
R-A-N.
Oh, you can't spell your own name at first. Okay. R-O-G-A-N.
Yes.
It's like we were doing a charity event with the Cincinnati Bengals, and we had the team dentist for the Cincinnati Bengals, you know? And I said, so you're a Browns fan, right? And he goes, yes. And he goes, well, wait, no, I'm a Bengals fan. I got them all confused. Okay. So, Rogan, how old are you?
10.
You had to think about that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
10.
How many fingers do you have?
10.
How many toes?
10.
How many teeth do you have on the bottom of your mouth?
I do not know.
It was 10 when you had just baby teeth. Okay. The decimal system is born, right? Okay, so what do you want for Christmas?
A Kindle... I don't get it. A Kindle Fire.
A Kindle Fire?
Yes.
What do they do? Is it on fire?
No.
No. Roast marshmallows with it?
No.
Does it burn in the fireplace?
No.
Okay, so what does it do?
You can play games on it and get books.
Okay, so you like to read?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, the Kindle Fire, is that the one where it looks, you can see it in the bright sunlight?
No.
No, that's the one where you can't read it in the sunlight?
Yes.
Okay, you don't plan on being in the sunlight, probably. Plan on being inside playing video games, right?
Yes.
He's kind of what?
He's kind of pasty.
Okay. So now, what are you going to get your mom for Christmas? What are you going to get your mom?
I'm going to get my mom some lotion and stuff.
Lotion? Okay. Okay. She's dry? She needs some lotion?
No.
You have freckles. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I'm serious. I don't look at my face.
You don't look at your face? Well, how do you brush your teeth when you're looking in the mirror?
I don't look in the mirror.
You just close your eyes and brush your teeth?
No. I don't close my eyes.
Did you know babies don't have freckles?
Yes.
You knew that?
Yes.
Yeah, newborns don't have freckles. Now you know. Okay. All right, well, let me talk to your sister for a sec. And what's your name?
Meg.
Meg, just Meg.
Yeah.
No gun.
Nope.
Okay, so he's Rogan and you're Meg.
Yep.
You put the two words together, you get one name. Meg. She's Meg and he's...
Rogan.
Okay, Meg and Rogan. They sound almost like the same name, like you split it in half.
Well, it's actually just Meg.
Okay, yeah. That's what I mean. So
she's kind of a plain Meg.
A plain Meg. Okay. So how old are you, Meg?
14.
14, that means you are in 10th grade?
Then I'm just a freshman.
A freshman.
Yeah.
Okay. Halfway through your freshman year, so I'm not too far off.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are you going to get your mom a gift?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to get her. I might get her like a candle or something, I don't know.
A candle? Okay, something that burns like the Kindle Fire?
Yep.
All right, and what would you like for Christmas?
I don't know, just probably, I don't know, really. I hadn't really thought about it.
You hadn't thought about it? No. Christmas is real soon.
Yeah.
You better decide.
I don't know. Like, I want, like, footy pajamas.
Footy pajamas?
Those are pretty cool.
Okay, with special designs on them?
Oh, yeah. Like, some Hello Kitty. I don't know.
Hello Kitty? Okay. Yeah, we get all our kids' pajamas for Christmas, even though they're all adults, so it's okay. It's the first thing that they open up on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have... I would ask you what you're going to get your dad, but he's here, so we can't do that, right?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
You want to tell him, whisper in my ear? You're going to get him that?
Yeah,
you're going to get him that?
Yeah, that's what I'm
gonna
get.
New
car?
A new car?
Oh, yeah. Get him a little toy car, some Hot Wheels, I don't know.
A toy car, okay. Oh, yeah. I thought she was going to say she wanted a car, but she's only 14. That's coming, though. Would you take a new car if he wanted to get you one?
Pretty cool.
Okay. All right, Dad, so now you know she wants a new car.
Yeah, someday.
And a driver's license.
Yeah, she'll have to earn that.
Okay, so I don't want to hold you guys up because it looks like you have this very important purchase of hangers.
Yeah, we're organizing her closet, so.
Oh, you don't hang stuff up. You just throw it in the corner, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need hangers, Dad.
It's her Christmas present.
Hangers?
Yeah, $4 worth of hangers.
To hang up all your clothes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Organized.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I'll let you get off to buy your hangers, and I bet you're not really looking forward to going home and having to straighten your room, are you?
It'll be an experience. I don't know.
You're not going to know how to find anything. It's going to be all hung up.
I'm just going to find all my lost treasures and...
You're going to hang them by color, like the reds and the yellows and the whites and the blues and the greens?
I don't know. Probably. Something
like...
together.
Okay, that sounds like what you're already doing.
Oh, yeah. Let's just kind of throw them...
Just throw them in the corner. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much. You guys have a great holiday season, and then tune in, and you'll be able to hear this, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, so as I'm interviewing children about Christmas, I came upon a former guest on our show, Dr. Brandon Washington. He's here. Looks like he's shopping with your fiancé?
She's somewhere around here, yeah. She walked that way.
So you're sure she's not like a pretend fiancé?
You know, sometimes I want her to be. Sorry, I'm just playing. Just joking. No. She's the real one. She's real.
Okay. All right, so what are you going to get? Let's see. Well, you can't really tell me what you're going to get her for Christmas in case she listens, huh?
No, I can't. But it's going to be nice.
Is it sparkly?
No, she already has the sparkly gift.
She got the sparkly?
That's enough Christmases right there. You know, that could have been a student loan payment, but I took out some time from that and deferred a couple times. Got a nice sparkly gift.
Just to remind folks, Dr. Washington is a public health dentist. He works in Lima.
Yeah.
Tell me the name of the establishment again.
Health Partners of Western Ohio. It's the
name of the
nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but he lives in Columbus because he doesn't really want to live in the middle of nowhere.
I tell you, I bought a house.
No, you bought a house?
Now near Lewis Center.
Okay, good for you.
That was nice. Yeah, I just closed on it November 18th.
All right, so your first Christmas in your new home with you getting a real tree?
Yes. Well, actually, we got a fake
tree. A fake tree.
We got a fake tree. Yeah, we worried about cleaning up all the needles off the ground. I don't like killing it up.
For good reason. I had a real tree for several years, maybe 20, because I grew up with an artificial tree.
Yeah.
And although it was fun to go cut it down, you know, and the kids were, you know, they're little, and it's like we're cutting down a tree that's, you know, 6 feet tall, and the kids are going, timber! But anyway, so then you get it home, and you got to keep watering it, and the needles do fall off.
Water. That was a pain. And I had a situation where a friend of mine caught on fire when they left the house, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay safe.
Okay.
I'll take the fake one.
Well, I still like them both. I still like the real trees, and I know people have all different kinds. But anyway, so are you going to have a wonderful Christmas, I assume?
Yes, I'm going to have a nice Christmas. I'm just going to chill out, hang at home. If I want to go anywhere, I'm going to go there. I'm not going to have them come to me because, you know, when people come to your house, you got to do all the cleanup. So I'm just going to provide the food at other people's houses.
It's a brand new house. It's already clean.
Yeah, but
I don't have to clean it.
Clean, because
she
likes to keep it clean, and she doesn't want anybody in there because they end up not making a big mess, and she has to clean the mess, and she's very particular. OCD. So I'd rather go to somebody else's house and bring the food and sit back and watch all the kids destroy everything.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. There'll come a time when you have your own kids and you'll want them to come to you.
Or drop them off somewhere else. No, I'm just playing.
All right. Well, anyway, hey, thanks for stopping by and saying hi.
No problem.
And we will, I'm sure we'll run into you again.
Oh, I run into you everywhere, it seems like. Can't escape you.
Take care now, Doc. Bye-bye.
Okay, I think we should all, I'm going to give out the address. I think we should all show up at his house and pretend we're there for a Christmas party. Everybody bring our dirty, sloppy shoes and leave our corn chips on the floor and stuff, just for fun. What do you think? Anyway, all right, well, he's engaged now, so that's pretty cool. And thanks to Dr. Washington. It wouldn't be right if I forgot to thank my friend Bill Lehner. Bill Lehner played a big role on the show, if you know what I mean. And so thank you, Bill. Bill's a Rotarian with the Worthington AM group, a nice group of folks, and they get together with us and the Clintonville Rotary. In fact, they're going to be our guest in January because I think where they meet, they close and they kick them out for 1 month so they can fix up the place or something like that. Anyway, please remember that all of these shows are available on podcast by going to dentallyspeaking.com. by going to Sunday95.com and also iTunes, all right? So when you go to iTunes, type in either Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking, and you will have access to every show we've ever done. By the way, today's show is number 311. So if you're looking for this show, look for show 311. Also, let me just mention again the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund And that is a way that you can donate to helping me put on these Dentistry from the Heart events, Team Smile events. We've now treated almost 1,000 patients for free through Dentistry from the Smile, and we've treated probably about 500 children for free through the Team Smile, both the Columbus event and the Cincinnati event. All right? And if you're a legislator and you're listening, vote yes on House Bill 159. You know what I'm talking about. All right. So, hey, next week, our show is going to be Dental News Bites. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in every Sunday, next Sunday, and every Sunday from 8 until 9. See you then. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.